Hello.
Hi, is this Mandy?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Mandy. Mandy, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke earlier regarding branding the business directly on Google. I know you wanted to have a chance to have that meeting and speak with your team. Did you have a chance to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. I think we're
Obviously,
interested.
yeah, I mean,
We also have another a rental business where we rent equipment that I
we
wanted to
do.
check on.
Okay. Is it the same equipment that you use for the excavation, kind of heavy equipment?
It's not the same that we use. No, we do have a Mini X,
Okay.
and some trailers and stuff like
Okay.
that.
Gotcha. So not the exact equipment that you use, but
No.
kind of in the same industry, the same. But you're renting them
Right.
out for people to use on their own. Yeah, so we can actually do that. It's not going to be a separate listing or a separate cost for it, but we can put that on the content that we'll create for you. And that way, when people are looking to rent that kind of equipment, your business will also pop up. They'll also be able to see that you perform those services too. They might end up just saying, hey, what would it cost if you guys came out and did that for us instead of having them rent it? But, either way, you'll have those options. I wanted to ask you, I did see it as DNS Excavation LLC, and that would be then how you want the business to appear with the LLC included, correct?
Yeah, we are actually in the process of changing that to DNS Excavation and Hauling LLC because we do have a
Okay.
dump truck.
Got it. You did mention that earlier, and like I said, you can be found for those as well, whether it's for hauling things away or for delivering gravel or whatever that might be. So if that's how you're going to go, I can add it now. I mean, it's a great time to, or we can do it later, but we are going to be creating those almost 70 different directories for you. And if it's mentioning and branding your business with the and hauling part of it, that's going to help too. Not only just talking about those services on the website. Are you comfortable with us doing that now if you're in the process of changing the name?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
Okay. And let me ask you, is the and between the excavation and the hauling, is it the word AND or the symbol, the ampersand?
The symbol.
I like that better, to be honest with you. I think it grabs someone's attention.
Yeah.
A lot more eye-catching. And then did you want the LLC to be still part of the business name?
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I also prefer to leave those Inc. Co.'s and LLC's off of there as well. So I've got it as DNS, excavation and hauling with the ampersand, the symbol for the word and, not the AND spelled out.
Correct.
And then is the phone number, I know the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for us to reach you regarding the account, but is the actual business number to promote for the company the 870-480-3283?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, oh, the other thing that I wanted to ask you.
Can we actually put two phone numbers on there?
Yeah, did you want not just the 3283? Is the secondary number yours?
No, it's my husband's. It's 870-480-9542.
9542. So I've got 870-480-9542
Correct.
as a secondary business number. Okay, perfect. And then for us to contact you though regarding the account, we would be most of the time anyway, at least we should try to contact you first, right? On this number, the
Yes.
6880 number. Gotcha. Perfect. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. Usually the method most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your business, for your records, we will email it out to you. Mandy, did you have a preference though as to how we contact you? Phone, text,
I
email?
prefer text.
You prefer text, and then of course, then on the 6880, you can receive a text message on that number, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And then the other thing that I did want to ask you about, you guys are, of course, service-based, so there's no physical address that we would promote for the business online. No one ever comes to you before, during, or after the process. You always go out to them, right?
We do have, of course, a building where our rental equipment is.
Okay, perfect. And then
now,
people,
do we want to do that together or not?
Well, if that was my question, because people will actually come out and rent the equipment. You don't take it to them then, right?
We can, but most usually we do not.
Got it. So you are going to want to have a physical address then for people to see. I did see one on the Angie profile that Tara found before, the 205 Bryant Street. Is that the shop where the equipment is stored?
No.
No.
No, and actually, the rental company is in a different name.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. The 205 Bryant Street, is that a home address? Is that a residence?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We don't need to use that.
No. And that's like I was saying, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, even if that were a shop or an outside office. Since you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door
any
more than you do. But on the website that we'll create for you, that's where we're going to list the shop address where people can go for rental equipment. It'll be under the rental equipment section. What is the that address where the equipment is stored?
It's 912 mm-hmm. East Main Street.
Okay.
In Green Forest, Arkansas.
Got it. Is that still the 72638?
Yes.
Got it. Perfect. Okay. And then, Mandy, I never did get your last name.
McAllister, McAllister.
Okay. All right. And what is a good email address, either for you or for your business?
It's Mandy, MandyJ, McAllister, McAllister at yahoo.com.
Perfect. So definitely a personal email. No one is ever going to see that anywhere.
Yes.
But we will use that, like I said, to contact you regarding your account. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. We're going to want to, you know, find out things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about the business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. The other thing that I'll do here, and we are required to do this as we are Google Premier partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Mandy, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate of $149, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. It does, of course, attach to your account as an added form of protection for you. And although it is recorded, you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I'm actually required to read that before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Sure.
Ms. McAllister, give me just a second here, Mandy, to get that set up. Okay. Mandy, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
It's DNS Excavating or Excavation and Hauling.
Perfect. And that's how I have that, with the symbol for the word and, not the word and itself. And then, Mandy, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mandy McAllister, business manager.
Okay. And then Mrs. McAllister, as the business manager for DNS Excavation and Hauling, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information, Mandy, that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mandy, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is, in fact, to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mandy, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, or either those phone numbers that we've got, you guys are going to love the service. Now, it does say in Hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Mandy, the reason that we ask, of course, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then, of course, especially with the business name changing and evolving here, our job is to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. But if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we just ask that you let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mandy, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with the setup fee waived, with the subscription cost reduced down to that fixed flat rate of $149, and of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which we'll actually be waiving altogether here, will be charged today, the 28th of July, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $149.00. That $149 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $149. Once again, Mandy, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you can discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mandy, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mrs. McAllister, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mandy, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Mandy, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
One second. I think it's a MasterCard.
Okay. And on that MasterCard, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's Bradley McAllister, DNS Excavation, LLC.
Okay, so the DNS Excavation, LLC, the old business name, appears on that card. That is indeed a MasterCard then, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So it should start with a 5. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
5153-9345-7024-9676.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
7/25.
7/25. And then the last 3 digits on the back of that card.
249.
So I've got 249, 249 on the back in July or 07 of 2025 for the expiration date. Mandy, was the card itself 51-53-93-45-70-24-96-76?
Yes.
Okay. Does that fill at the 205 Bryant Street?
I would say probably so.
Okay. The zip code, regardless, though, would be the 72638, even if it was the other address.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. In about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. Mandy, if you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
All right, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. Mandy, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. You can email the support team directly. Of course, you can email 24/7. They'll follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in that voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And since our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive either the email or the text message, please do just let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Kind of just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes 25 or 30 minutes. We've got, it looks like there's a 3 o'clock, and then there is a spot available, one each for the 4 o'clock and the 5 o'clock hour. If any of those work for you, the call would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone about the bottom of the hour, and like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Would that 3 o'clock work out for you, or did you need something a little later in the day?
Well, let's try 4 o'clock.
4. Okay, so we'll schedule it in that case from 4 o'clock until 5. Like I said, it's a one-hour window, but the call itself will only take about half that time. At 3, though, an hour prior to that scheduled 4 o'clock call, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And that calendar invite really is just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out to you by now?
I did not get the text message.
You didn't?
I'm checking.
I'm not sure why the email address, not yet. I think I see the concern here. It seems like the email address did not save for some reason, so the system's having a concern with where to send it. But it's mandyjmcallister@yahoo.com. Not sure why that didn't save, but let me go ahead and see if I can get that back in there. And then even if I have to re-trigger that email manually, so it says it's in processing, which means it's in the queue, like I said, to send out to you. And you should get that in just a minute here. You may receive two. I'm just going to kind of trigger on my end manually just to make sure that you get it, because it might be faster this way. Yeah, so my email was sent successfully. The one our automated system is trying to send, it says it's still in the queue. But when you receive either the email or the text message, the text message goes right where we want it to go, which is the local splash terms of experience. The invoice email does have a link on it. It says at the top of it, it says thank you for choosing local splash. The bottom of course, has the invoice itself. But there's a please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it is hyperlinked, and it does go to where that text message should be sent. And the requesting of that email, even though the email is still in process through our automated system, that is what triggers the text to be sent. So did you receive either the text message through our automated system or the email that I sent out?
I did get the text message. I tried to confirm, but it's wanting me to log in.
Oh, that's okay. If it's asking you for a username and a password, you're good already. Is that what you see?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can catch my screen up to you. First of all, you don't have to worry about that right now. It is just our automated system thinking two things. First of all, that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. So it's asking you to log in to your tracking system. It is coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Like I said, the automated system thinks it's active right now. I think if you were able to put in a username and password, it would actually give you an error message that the page hasn't been created yet. In fact, the password itself has not yet been created. I can give you the username. The username is the 3283 number. Area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. The username cannot be changed, but in the next couple of days, once your tracking system is active and there's something for you to track, you'll get by text and email the username and a default password. You can change the password if you choose, although many people just never change it. But the username is just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, but the 870-480-3283. One of those business numbers that will have that is the username. Other than that, I am sending you right now that client interview calendar request. Again, like I said, you do not need to respond to it. It is going to have the username, your name, and then your phone number. And then in any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com, please include either your phone number or the business number or the username, which in that case, those are just about the same thing. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It will be someone else from our client interview team giving you a call during that 4 o'clock hour, and it is the 870-480-6880, your number, that will be calling for that client interview.
Yes. I have a question, though. Tell me about, you said there's also going to be a website you're going to set up for us.
Yeah, because I noticed here, I know you've got a Angie Leads profile page. You've already got that profile page up and active. It is Angie's powered by Home Advisor, so it's actually the homeadvisor.com/rated. The DNS Excavation LLC, a bunch of numbers, and then HTML. That is the profile page that you've got on the Angie's or Home Advisor platform. And then I've heard in the past people say, oh, they are going to make a website for me, but then everyone always complains about how difficult it is. You have to be the one to not only get the pictures, but to kind of format things. You have to be the one to put in the information about your company, and most business owners just don't have time for that. So we'll actually include a .com website for you when we do that client interview. We'll see if something like DNS Excavation and Hauling is available for that domain address. And then part of the whole reason we do that client interview is so we can get the information that we need to create the content to get you on that first page, but we will use that same information to build out your website. So the website's going to be included. There's no additional cost for that website, and not only is the initial construction of the website included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included as well. So we can use any photos that you already have, but we can also use additional photos of work that we send you down the line, or videos that you take from that work. We can update that, and there would never be any additional cost for that. Now, you can even start thinking about any, like, before and after photos and things like that. Certainly, the rental equipment, you'll want to have photos of that so people kind of know what they might be looking for and if they can find it. But like I said, in the beginning, we're going to ask that you just email those photos to us so we can get that website created quickly. One of the things, Mandy, that you can do in addition to tracking your success and seeing how many times you're popping up for given keywords, right through your client dashboard, you can, if you like, upload photos there and request content changes to the website. You can, of course, continue to email us with those requests and those photos, and we'll make those changes either way.
Okay.
All right. So you are all set and squared away. Like I said, our client interview team, someone from that team, will be giving you that follow-up call in that 4 o'clock hour. I, though, did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going, kind of rebrand your business with the including of the hauling and the other services that you provide, too. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, of course, and earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay, well, thank you.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Mandy. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.